Good morning and welcome to this morning's prayer service. My name is Richard Boley and it is my privilege to be here today as we greet the light of this day. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are, but if it's not, know that even when it's cloudy, the sun shines on behind it. So as we gather today, I'd like to invite you, if you're able, to grab a candle. Grab a candle and place it near you as we welcome the light into this time and space together. Throughout the service, there is going to be opportunities for you to participate, either in prayer or through a reading. They will be in the bolded pieces. I will also be offering them for the benefit of the recording, but I do invite you to take part at home or wherever you are. So let us begin by lighting our candle together. As we greet this day, we greet the light of Christ that lives within each of us. It is within us after, it is with us after the sun goes down, and it is with us through the night. It is with us now as we greet the light of this new day. We light this candle as a symbol of that light that lives in us, that light that guides us from the very beginning of our day to the end of our days. Guide us, we pray, O Christ. We begin by offering together, responsively, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Familiar words from Psalm 23 remind us of the constant presence of God in our lives. Like a shepherd to their flock, God is always watching over us, always calling out to us and seeking us when we're lost. So let us, as we listen to the music, allow the words of the psalm to sink into us. I want to invite us now to offer up our own brokenness. Those times where we have stumbled in God's sight, where we have failed to follow, where we have ignored God's call. Let us offer together our prayer of confession. Holy God, you call us together to reflect on your word and our life in your world. So often in our lives we go about our day without a thought of you. Forgive us when we forget to include you in the new creation that is this day. Help us to see the path that you have placed at our feet this day. Give us the courage to walk in your way. Be with us now as we pray together, as we discover your word together, that we may hear your voice and understand your way. This we pray through Christ, our constant companion. Amen. Hear now the assurance of God's love. Each day, we are born anew in God's creation. Each day, we are born again from the love of God's own heart. Each day, we are given the opportunity to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for the opportunity to be a part of this new creation that is today. Amen. We turn now to the Acts of the Apostles. Let us listen to the word together. After Paul and Silas had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of Jews, and Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days argued with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This is the Messiah, Jesus, whom I am proclaiming to you." Some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women. But the Jews became jealous, and with the help of some ruffians in the marketplaces, they formed a mob and set the city in an uproar. While they were searching for Paul and Silas to bring them out to the assembly, they attacked Jason's house. When they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some believers before the city authorities, shouting, "These people, who have been turning the world upside down, have come here also, and Jason has entertained them as guests. They are all acting contrary to the decrees of the emperor, saying that there is another king named Jesus." The people and the city officials were disturbed when they heard this, and after they had taken bail from Jason and the others, they let them go. Sometimes it's hard to hear about things that disrupt our worldview. So as we listen to the words of Paul, or of the Acts of the Apostles and the Acts of Paul in the midst of the people of Thessalonica, let us remember that routine, the routines that we often fall into, they don't last forever. God calls us to new life, not the same life. To new creation, not the creation of yesterday. So let us reflect on the words that we find in the Acts of the Apostles this day, and see how they integrate into our lives and our time. Let us pray. We open ourselves this morning to you, O God, you who know us so well already. We greet the sun with thanksgiving for another day to be a part of your kingdom building work. We also greet this day with hearts weighed down by the concerns and the worries that come with living in a broken world. Hear us this day, O God, as we offer our true selves to you, emptying ourselves so that we might be filled by your truth. We first give thanks for your presence in our lives, O God. You are the light that shines in this day, a light that scatters darkness and shows us the path at our feet. You are the air that we breathe, the air that we need when we are anxious and feel like we cannot catch our breath, the air that gives us life. We give thanks for you first, because without you, we would not be. You longed for companionship. And in that yearning, we were created. And so we spend our lives longing for you, longing for relationship with one another. We thank you for the moments that you are with us when we feel most alone, when we feel lost on the way, when we cannot see hope for tomorrow. You hold us close. You whisper your love into our ears, and you invite us to follow on your way. Hear, O God, our prayers of thanks for your presence in our lives. As we open our hearts to you, you can see the ways that it has been cracked and broken. Cracked by grudges, jealousy, loneliness, isolation. Broken by tragedy. Lost love, lost purpose, lost lives. Hold our hearts in your tender hands, O God. Mend what is broken with your healing touch. Fill what is empty with your holy will. We pray especially today for those who continue to feel detached in this time of isolation. We know that in the coming days and weeks there will be an easing of restrictions, and we ask that you give us patience. Patience so that we don't rush in an effort to get back to normal. Patience so that we don't make things worse. We pray also for those who have lost loved ones in the midst of this pandemic and have had to put their grief on hold. We pray for all who yearn for a relationship with their kindred in this world, just as you yearn for us. And so we pray, lifting our brokenness, our emptiness, our longing to you. In the midst of all that weighs us down, there is so much that lifts us up, O God. The days are warming and we can feel and see the world around us bursting into life. We give thanks for that, a reminder of the new life that we have in you, in Christ, in the promise found in the empty tomb. We also give thanks for this day, and for the ways that we can still gather as your people. We might not be seeing each other face to face or even gathering in the same room, but your Holy Spirit binds us together. And as we pray and as we sing, we, the body of Christ, are made stronger. We also give thanks for all those who support us through this time of pandemic. There are too many to list, but these people who we call essential workers have been essential in keeping us safe, keeping us healthy, keeping us fed. Give them strength when they are weak and weary, O God. Let them know just how thankful we as a people are for the work that they do and the risks that they take. Hear, O God, our prayers of thanksgiving for the many blessings that we find in our relationship with you and with one another. These are the prayers of your people, O God, spoken and unspoken. We lift them to you now in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The light of a candle is fleeting. But your light, O Christ, shines on. Guide us from this moment through all our moments. Guide us from this day through all our days. This we pray in your name, O Christ, light in our lives. Amen. Now go. Go with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to be led to those places where God is already at work, but in need of your gifts. Amen.